Hey foodies, welcome to Cooking Shooking. A lot of you guys have been asking for chutney these days, so I've got you three types of green chutney today. Not the green, but we're going to make Szechuan chutney. We are also going to make some sesame chutney and finally mayonnaise using milk. And if you'd like to see more of chutneys, then give this video a big thumbs up. And if we get to 1,000 likes on this video, we're going to do three types of chutneys every month. So for now, let's begin. So first of all, we're going to make some Szechuan chutney, and this variety or this version is very well suited to dip your snacks like maybe spring rolls or nuggets or momos, rather than cooking with it like Szechuan fried rice or Szechuan noodles. You can also cook with it if you want to, but this is very well suited to dip your snacks. So we're going to begin making it now. So I'm going to heat up a pan. Into this pan, I'm going to add in about 3 tablespoons of sesame oil and about a tablespoon of regular cooking oil. You may think that's a lot of oil, and yes, it is about 60 milliliters of oil, and you can add a little less if you want to, but it's better to add a little more. That will increase the life of it. So the oil has started to heat up really well. I'm going to add in the garlic to it. So here I have about half a cup of roughly chopped garlic. I also have 1 inch of ginger. You can also use all regular oil or all sesame oil if you want to. I like a combination of both. So here I have got tepal or trifle. This is a variety of Sichuan peppercorns, very easily available in the local market. I'm to add about a teaspoon of it. I'm also going to add in 1 small onion chopped. I'm going to cook it for another minute. You can also add in a little bit of celery if you have in hand. Now I'm to add in the chili paste. So you can see I've made a very fine chili paste, and this is made by first soaking the red chilies. I have taken 30 red chilies, dried red chilies, in hot water for about 1 hour. After that, I have blended it to a really fine paste. When we are making regular Szechuan chutney, we usually blend it coarse, but I want it to be really smooth, so I have blended it to a really smooth consistency. And here I'm to cook the chutney, I'm to cook this mixture or concoction until the sides start leaving out the oil and the chili paste is really well cooked. So let me season this with some salt. I've also got a little bit of soy sauce I'm to add in and mix this really well. This chutney lasts me for about 1 year in the freezer, as I keep it in the freezer and scoop out as required and mix in a little bit of water and serve it to guests. If you want to keep it in your refrigerator, what you can do is add in a little bit of Nimbu Sat or Nimbu Phool or citric acid, as it is very well known. So citric acid, just about 1/4 teaspoon of it into this, and keep it in an airtight container in your refrigerator, and it will last you for about 6 months. So you can see how my chili paste has started leaving the sides of the pan. Now I'm to add in 2 teaspoons of vinegar to this. I'm also going to add in about 1/2 teaspoon of sugar to this. So that's all. My Szechuan chutney looks great. I'm to wait for it to cool down completely. After that, we're going to grind it to a really smooth paste. As the chutney has cooled, now I'm to blend it and make sure not to add any water if you want to store it for long. As I'm to serve it immediately, I'm to add in a little bit of water and blend it down to a really smooth paste. So there you go, our Szechuan chutney is all ready. We're going to make the second chutney now. This is a very versatile chutney recipe. I've used it in subs, I've used it in falafel, burgers, and this is an excellent combination with momos as well. We're going to make the sesame chutney or the yellow chutney now. So in this hot pan, I'm going to add in a good tablespoon of oil. The oil is moderately hot. I'm going to add in the garlic and ginger. Now to this, I'm going to add in 2 tablespoons of sesame seeds and about 1 tablespoon of red chili flakes and stir this well. Now immediately I'm going to add in the onion. I have 1 small onion chopped, and we're going to cook this until the onions are translucent. The mixture looks great to me. I'm going to add in 1 large onion chopped. Next I'm going to add in a little bit of salt as per taste. Here I've got around 2 tablespoons of tomato puree. I'm going to add it in. You can also use about 3 tomatoes if you want to, or use a combination of tomatoes and tomato puree. We're going to cook this until the tomatoes look kind of mushy, about 2-3 minutes more. The mixture has started to come together. Now I'm to turn off the flame and wait for it to cool down completely. Now we are going to blend our sesame chutney and make sure to add lots of water to it and blend this down to a really smooth consistency. I forgot to add in the lemon juice, so I'm to add in the lemon juice as well. So the third recipe is milk mayonnaise, and if you remember when I made mayonnaise using soy milk, I said that I have tried making it using regular milk as well, but it didn't work really well for me. The issue was that I was not using cold milk, so you need to make sure to use really cold milk and it would work out really well. So all you need for making this is a few ingredients like milk, oil, vinegar, sugar, salt, and a little bit of flavoring if you want to add in. And you would need a blender like this, not the balloon whisk type of blender, but this one, the immersion blender that we usually use, or stick blender or soup blender as it is very well known in India. So now here I have this jar in which I'm to make the mayonnaise. I'm going to begin by taking 1/4 cup of milk. So I've added about 1/4 teaspoon of vinegar to this, and now we're going to add in the salt and sugar. So there you go, our milk mixture is all ready to get emulsified with oil. So first I'm to get this immersion blender in, blend this. Now in high speed I'm to emulsify the milk and the oil mixture. So yeah, I've got about 1/2 cup of oil. I'm to add it in a really slow and steady stream. So there you go, our mayonnaise is all ready, and I can understand if you might not be able to see it really well because of overexposure. So let me show you the consistency using a spoon. My mayonnaise is all ready, and you can see how thick it is and perfect. Let me taste it. Wow, absolutely amazing. Now I'm going to refrigerate this for a minimum of 15 minutes. After that, we're going to use it. You can also flavor your mayonnaise using some ingredients like garlic or coriander, or even like mustard, totally your preference. If you want to add in flavor, you can add it after it is ready and just before serving. So here you can see our chutneys are all ready, and all of them look absolutely beautiful. Let me start with the mayonnaise first. The mayonnaise is absolutely creamy, and the little bit of kick from garlic and coriander just takes it to the next level. So I hope you try out the same flavor as me. Here I have the sesame chutney. The sesame chutney is just on a next level. The tanginess from the lemon juice, nuttiness from our sesame seeds, and the spiciness from lots of chili flakes just is on next level. And here I've got our Szechuan chutney as well. You might think the Szechuan chutney is really spicy, but it is not. It has a little bit of spicy aftertaste, but when you taste it, it's sweet and sour and a little bit spicy. The kick from the trifle that we added is totally amazing, so I hope you try it out. So I got you 3 chutney recipes to make, so make sure you try it out and let us know how it goes for you. And give this video a big thumbs up if you want to see more of these sessions in the coming months. That's all for today. You can find a detailed text recipe with all the ingredients and tips and tricks in the description box down below. You can click the show more button to see that. Watch more and subscribe. Thank you. Bye.